Podcasting begin.
Beep test.
Yeah. Do do do. Level one. One. Beep.
Kiss me, fucking heebie jeebies. Don't make me feel sick in my stomach. Alrighty. Hello and welcome back to Snap Break High. We are in season four and we are up to episode 19. Nearly reached the 20s.
We've nearly reached the 20s and Jane continues to start on a high. I feel like it should be like, no.
I start off as peppy as I can and then it basically just derails.
Burns out.
As we go through the episode.
That's Jane. I'm Leanne. We have a return. I was going to say return customer. Try again. Rocco's back, guys.
I didn't see it coming at all.
No, and I'm sure I told you he does come back at least once,
but
that was hundreds of episodes ago.
Yeah, it was interesting because there was a bit where I'd written a note where I won't go through the story yet, but I was like, oh, they've mentioned Rocco, and like 30 seconds later he appears, and I was like, oh my God.
Because they mentioned Con as well. Were you waiting for him to drop in as well?
Maybe a little bit, but yeah, I was super surprised that Rocco came back at all because I had forgotten that you'd said he'd come back.
So, yeah, he's back. He brings money problems. We have a lot of shark pool-centric storylines, which is nice because we haven't had that for a while.
Yeah.
And we also have the continuing Tom and Ellie
build-up.
You had thought that by now it would have happened, but it's just here to
really
irritate you.
Out.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Diddly, diddly, diddly.
Sharkpool.
We did it live. I didn't have the button ready.
We are at the Sharkpool.
When was
Charlie...
the last time we started at the Sharkpool? Sorry, I'm just interrupting you. That is my energy today.
We did start at the Sharkpool, didn't it? This is almost one of those ones where it is a direct continuation from, although it couldn't have been because Charlie's out of hospital.
Yeah, he is.
So last episode, Charlie was in hospital after giving himself a heart attack by trying to run a race really quick. And now he's out of hospital. When he was in hospital, he asked Kat if she would go to the movies, specifically asked if she would go to the movies. But this half of this episode is him trying to decide what their date's
going to
be.
Yeah, where
and
are
I was
they
like,
going
mate,
to go?
You already said the fucking movies.
He said come to a movie with me.
Anyway, so he's telling Charlie's telling Matt that he got a date with Kat and wants to know where he thinks he should take her.
Matt suggests an expensive restaurant basically because he says Kat's impressed by money. So
yeah, because he goes,
he's got her
he's like, what, like, is there anything else? And he's like, oh, just anywhere that, yeah, she's impressed with something's expensive, essentially.
Yeah.
So we then go out into the back room and Roberto and Kat are counting the takings and
talking about how successful the shark pool suddenly is.
And by successful, I think they mean not running at a loss anymore.
Which, I mean, is successful, but no one's getting that paid, I don't think.
Yeah.
Roberto's certainly not getting paid, but he's already talking franchising.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though, like, it wasn't his business to begin with.
Sure.
He's meant to be in the construction business. So while they're at the back, Matt comes out to tell Kat that Charlie is waiting for her and she's already starting to avoid him.
She regrets her agreement.
Yeah. She's like, can't you just tell him I've left already? And he was like, no. So
Matt's a little bit going into bat for Charlie, which is nice.
Yeah, well, that's not fair. Like, she
it
said
isn't,
she'd
yeah.
go out with him. I knew this would happen.
I do. I gave Matt Student of the Week last episode, and I like Matt in this episode. So,
yeah.
Yeah, Matt is on a reputation comeback, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's, I reckon, besides the fact that obviously he saved Charlie's life last time, I think I like him better in this episode than I did the last one.
Yeah, he's better when he's not in a relationship. He sucks in a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Tom Summers, teacher, educator, professional. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm mad about this particular.
Oh, good.
Scene.
Okay. I thought you were confused. He is professionally meeting with his student for coffee and talking about his relationship.
In fact, it says, my Zoros, Tom is telling Ali about being dressed in women's underwear while he's out on a coffee date.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're discussing his girlfriend.
And I've written, apparently he and Vicky are on a break now.
On a break.
Interesting.
But he says on a break like you and Matt. And I was like, no, they're broken up.
They're done, Zoe. To steal.
Oh, I love Dunzo.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, why are you telling, apparently this thing, this women's underwear thing happened at a school?
No, it was at uni.
Oh, okay. Mm. And he's like, I had to explain to the dean or whatever why I was standing there in women's underwear. And I was like, you are at a cafe with a student. Well, you shouldn't be anyway, telling her a story about that time you wore women's underwear.
Speaking of cafes with students, I don't think I've ever told you this story, but we, when we worked together at a school, you and I often taught the advanced classes when we were coordinators together. And I remember very distinctly one year, I don't know if it was year 8 or 10, I was teaching the advanced class and they told me they also had a language and they had a language teacher. They were talking one day as a group about going to see this movie and going to a cafe. The teacher overheard them. I don't know if she assumed that she was invited, but then when they went there, she was like, "Hey guys, how are you going?" and hung out with them and then followed them to the movie.
What?
It was so weird.
How did I not know this?
I don't know why I never told you this.
Oh my God. Another teacher and I, when we were at the Deb, so my old school used to do the debutante ball, they were talking, some kids were talking about the after party. And so the other teacher and I went over, I was saying to them, "Oh, cool. So you'll need to give us the address and what time should we be there?" And you can see these kids going, "Well, it's at so-and-so's place and they live in here and we're mostly probably going to," and then I was lost it. I was like, "We're not coming to the after party. We just wanted to scare the shit out of you, basically." But they were like, we can't tell them they can't come. Like, we're going to have to give them the address.
Anyway, that's called innocent events.
That was a joke.
That's not showing up.
This isn't innocent. We know where this is going.
Yeah.
The other thing is, so they have a chat. She finds out that he and Vicky are on a break. She gets up to leave and like puts her hand on his shoulder.
Oh, it's a weird lingering touch too.
Yeah. So now he's touched her arm at the end of last episode and now she's touched his shoulder.
Much like I have a rack off counter, Jane has a
touch counter.
Inappropriate touch counter.
Oh my God. One of my students, she's fine, but she was just off her fucking rocker on Friday. When she was leaving, I think she patted me on the shoulder and I was like, "Don't touch me." And she was like, the other kids laughed because they all know me and she was new this year and this is the first time I've had their class. So they all know no touchies. It's no touchies anyway. And she was like, "Oh, what?" And she goes, "Oh, you've hurt my feelings." And I was like, "No, touchies."
I have a student who has neurological issues and he, when he's upset, talks very close. And you have to go, "Okay, personal space, buddy." But he comes up and he's really British and he's like, "I do not agree with what you're saying and I think your requests are ridiculous." This is a 13-year-old boy in Australia. And he gets really like, I don't know if you watched way too much Thomas the Tank Engine when he was young, but
they do tend to take on accents from television.
Taking on accents and it's really funny. And we're like, "Well, no, actually, James, you have to do this." And he's like, "I'll do it, but I don't respect you right now."
He's
so funny. I love him. He's my favorite.
There's a boy in one of my classes who started last year, still is way too close to talker.
Yeah.
And I take all the photos at all our like school events, like the swimming sports, athletics, whatever is happening. Like I'm there taking photos. I don't think there's a single event where I don't have a close up of this kid's face because he comes right up to me and I just turn around and take a photo from like how close he's standing to me.
This is evidence, kid.
And it's just full face. There's nothing else on the thing. It's just full face.
Nostril.
Crappy teenage mustache.
Growing in my whiskers.
He's a nice kid and I'm like really rude to him. Like he'll come up and I'm like, "Just get out of my space." And he's very good natured because he's just a close talker.
I don't understand close talkers.
And I've said to him before, it's like he just like collects up all his grievances about things that are happening to him to tell me during our lesson. And he just follows me around. So I'm like having conversations with other kids. He's still talking to me. I'm like checking the roll. I'm doing something else. I'm printing something off. He's still following me around. Just telling me. And he's like, "Yeah." And then we sat down and then I had to get my pen and I stood up to get my pen. And then she told me to get down. I was like, "How am I going to do my work without a pen?" She said, "You should have bought a pen." And I said, "But I didn't bring a pen." And then I've got to get the camera down. And I was like, I'll turn around and go, "You know, I haven't heard you for like the last 15 minutes.
Kids are funny.
He doesn't care.
No.
He just wants me there to complain to.
I have a teacher who I work with, who I worked with at my old school too. And he's a very close talker. And I don't think, like, he doesn't get into your space. It's more he steps towards you when he's telling you something. Mm-hmm. So I instinctively step back. And so we do almost, if we have a long conversation, I'm pretty sure we've done laps around a building almost.
We had a teacher who's on leave all this year. I don't know if she'll be back, but last year she was there. And I would do the same thing. So I will step back. It'd get to the point where I'd have my back up against a wall. And she'd still be moving forward. And so I found the best thing to do was turn side onto her.
Yeah.
Because for some reason she was quite happy to come at me face on. But if I kind of put my shoulder towards her, she'd stop.
Just scared of shoulders.
Maybe she thought I was going to hip and shoulder her to the ground. I don't know.
It's the only way they'll learn. Anyway, we go to the Bordinos where Roberto is looking for a protege. So and
he's been talking to Matt about his future, yeah. saying how well he's been doing at the shark pool, and then asks if he has thought about getting into construction.
It's funny because he's like, oh, it's solid industry. And I'm like, not in this economy, my friend.
Yeah, not now. Not in Australia.
Yeah, we had two of our really big house, like mass house builders.
And then a whole heap of small ones too.
Receivership.
I went to a thing about kind of careers and apprenticeships for kids, and there was a guy there from a big company in Australia called Simmons Homes, and he was saying one of the reasons that companies are collapsing is because since COVID, building materials have gone up 230% on the costs, and so they're having trouble. Because one of the things that used to be pretty much a given was if a kid wanted an apprenticeship in construction, they could get one.
Yes.
And, like, there still are apprenticeships, but there were two things that happened. One, the COVID happened and all the shit hit the fan in terms of how much stuff costs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing was is that the government used to give grants. It would almost pay for the wage of a kid that was on an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
And they cut that down from, like, $39,000 to $9,000. And so they just can't afford to put them on.
My brother is a plumber and he works on – well, he works on new builds and regular plumbing work, but he was telling me he – two of his – like he runs the company, two of his –
employees?
Yeah, employees, thank you. So two of his three employees other than himself left to go to different industries. It just wasn't for them. And I was like, oh, is that a problem for you? And he's like, it's actually better because I'm not struggling. Like he's not –
to pay their wages.
Yeah, so he's like, I don't have to work – extra jobs just to cover their salaries. Like he wasn't making anything extra by having them.
Yeah, that was lucky.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yep, sorry. Building.
So he talks solid. To, he talks to the Matt about essentially the family business.
Yeah.
And this is where I wrote and said, Rocco gets mentioned because he's like, I was hoping my older son Rocco would want to like take over the business, but it looks like that's probably not happening.
He's not into it.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, Rocco, haven't heard about him for ages.
Yeah.
And then.
Then we go to school.
Where Danny is going through the bills.
Also, does this mean – so Tom and Ali's clandestine coffee date, she leaves. She's saying, oh, I have to go meet with Danny to do the bills.
Yeah.
And then we go to – was this before school then that they were meeting?
I reckon.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, because Danny's sitting in the – like in the schoolyard.
Yeah, and it's obviously like early in the day.
And she's like – she's going electricity and gas and phone and then that's it. And I was like – that was so funny, one, that they didn't have internet bills. Whereas I'm like, I've got gas, electricity, and my phone, and my internet, and then all my subscriptions, and then
my health insurance.
My health insurance, yeah. My rent, my cat bills. My cats are always sick. Yeah. So, yeah, it just made me laugh that there was three of them.
I know, but.
But essentially it's
as a poor uni student, fair.
They're basically saying, she says to Ali that we can afford the gas and electricity, but we can't afford the phone bill as well.
Do you need a phone? Do you need, I mean, I suppose you did back then.
They didn't have mobiles.
They didn't have mobiles, but.
And then Stacey comes over and she tried to go home. I think about, again, before school, like she's tried to go home. But yeah. Basically her dad came out and told her to fuck off.
Yeah, basically unless you're willing to live here and quit school, you can't.
Yeah. And so she says she doesn't want to bludge.
She's not financially contributing, but of course.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any income either.
Yeah. And they tell her not to worry about it, which is nice of them.
That is very nice. We head back to the Bordinos.
I was
where
very surprised about this.
Helen's fucking furious about Matt joining the business.
The family business.
Yeah.
It's like suddenly Helen thinks that she's in the mob.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, he's transient. He's just passing through our lives. And I'm like, wow.
Not if he starts working for the company, I guess.
And I'm like,
she's like, it's a family business. He's not part of the family.
Mad. And I'm like, Roberto spends way more time with Matt than he did with Con because of the running and stuff.
And I forgot that he was even in construction. We haven't heard about his construction businesses well before.
Since that time that he was not
Con
showing
left.
Yeah, that was pretty much.
That guy that was like not going to pay him for the job or whatever. Which was, was that even this?
No, that was like season one or two.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, like I was really surprised at Helen being like,
super mad.
He's not our blood.
And then he's like, well, I just need to focus on the business. And then you hear a voice go, that sounds like a great idea, Pa. It's Rocco, and he is still fine.
My note was, oh my God, Rocco, in a suit four sizes too big.
It's so 90s.
That being said, so last time we saw Rocco, he had a lot of like big curly hair.
He was gorgeous
and
then.
Wasn't he wearing like a velour suit?
No, he had, it was, remember, they were quite wide cut legs and he had suspenders.
Yes.
And I was about it and you were not about it.
All right. I am not about the four sizes too big suit, but I am about Rocco with the shaved head.
I prefer the curly hair, but I'm still into it.
Did not realize how short he is.
Yeah, he's not very tall, is he?
I assumed because he looks like when you look at a like him in from a close up, my brain just thinks of him as being a tall person.
Yeah.
But when you see him next to Matt.
Yeah, that's
Matt
true.
Matt towers over
he
him.
He does.
He's not that much. It looks like. Hot. I forgot. I should have looked at him and Katarina next to each other because there wasn't a massive height difference.
No, there wasn't.
He's a little man. He's hot.
Yeah. Well, I'm into not tall European men is my deal. It's my deal. He's still got killer dimples and he's still got that face.
He's
so
very good looking in the face.
I was very happy to see him.
So, and
except
then,
for his personality.
So Helen's like, I've made some food. And he's like, I can have a snack. And she's like, no snacking in this house, bitch. I will feed you to the gills. But then Matt walks in and the two of them are immediately weird with each other.
Yeah, so basically walks in and Rocco's like, this is our son Rocco. This is Matt. He's been boarding with us. And then
Roberto.
What did I call him?
He said Rocco says this is our son Rocco. You do what I do.
I do it all the time.
Already moving
I've
forward
switched
on what you're
to the next part of my sentence. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So Roberto's like, hey, this is Rocco. This is Logan. And they're like, shake hands. But also a real like, woo-woo, standoff. Yeah. Like,
particularly from Rocco, he's just like, who's this child that is not part of our family? Stop it. Like there's no reason for them to be weird with each other.
No, not at all. It's
he's
like,
just
hey,
a kid
hey.
That's staying in their house.
He's like, friends with Con. Done.
Hey, and he says, oh, yeah, he's one of Con's friends. And I was like, I don't understand the animosity. That's obviously that continues throughout the episode, but yeah. I don't know why it started in the first place.
It was super weird. We head to
the
Warhouse. And
Where
so
that is the fact that we interrupt him
every time.
And that sound is never endingly funny.
The Warehouseians are job hunting and they decide to go for Stassi to find something foolproof like modeling. Guys, Danny's naked modeling picture is still in the opening credits.
Well, and that's the thing. So they're talking about jobs for Stassi and she and Ali are going through the paper.
Everything needs experience.
And everything needs experience, like waitressing and stuff like that. And then Bolton's like, she could do modelling. Mm. And then Danny goes, modelling's not all it's cracked up to be. And I was
but
like,
that's the only
once
mention.
Again, once again, they've done a callback, which is crazy. But also, that wasn't modelling. She just went to some guy's house at the docks and got nude photos taken. He wasn't an agent.
He wasn't an agent, yeah.
So I was like, Danny, I'm not sure that you are in a position where you can comment on this.
And the last workplace you went to, you literally nearly got into a crack baby story. So on the news, and you got beaten out by a three-legged skateboarding dog.
Yep. So we do a quick flashback over to the Bordinos and Rocco's talking with his dad and basically like just reiterating the fact that he does not want a construction job.
Yeah, but he's like still – he's literally the embodiment of all skeptics. Oh, yeah, I've got like a lot of irons in the fire. I've got a lot of things going on. Mm. If it were a different time, he would literally be someone in your DMs selling you Herbalife. That's who he would be. Be your own boss. Hashtag boss babe. All right. So, yeah, he doesn't want to work in the building company. We then go back to the warehouse where Ali and Danny decide.
Ali's got the photo of Stassi out of the newspaper where she dressed up in the trash dress.
It's a rocking photo. She looks amazing.
Yeah, I think we said in that episode.
Yeah,
that
she looked fantastic.
Would be a model.
Yeah,
she's so tall.
She's tall. She's all lean. She's got great features.
Yeah,
yeah. So they decide to send a bunch of pictures of Stassi to agencies. And
her knowledge sounds great.
It made me think that, like, this is probably they're probably the last generation of, oh, if you need a job, just go drop your resume off at places.
Yep.
which if – no, don't do that now.
Oh, my God. So I've had two kids who are in year eight, so they're only like 13, 14 years old, and they have found job templates from online that are for people that are like in one high-powered job wanting to move to another. And I was laughing out loud at one kid's where he's like, I look forward to being part of a team, a dynamic organization where I can – something. Like, and I was like – I went and found him because he was in his home group at the start of the day.
You just and I was reading them belittled
out.
Him.
I was reading them out to him, not in front of the whole class, no. But I was just like, this is a template, isn't it? And you've just like left the template in, haven't
you? As someone with years of experience in corporate high-rises.
Yeah, pretty much. So I said, look, my number one thing at this moment would be to say don't use a template because they're not made for students getting their first job.
No.
So I said that I would make a template that I'll give to kids.
Yeah, fair enough. That's a good idea.
Cause I said, oh, like, are you going for an actual job, right now? And he said, oh no, I just wanted a resume. And I was like, cool. All right. As long as it's not like a deadline. This is cause one of the aides asked if I could look at another kid's resume who is going for a job. And he put his skills down as cooking, cleaning and cleaning. Not a single capital letter in the entire thing, including names, addresses, well, there's nothing.
Indoor cleaning and outdoor cleaning.
So I just rewrote his office. But I'm not doing that for every single kid.
No, not all 400. So we go to school and Kat, basically Charlie's trying to nail down a time and date for this
date. And he wants her to choose a restaurant.
She's not interested in picking a place. Mm. Yeah. I also like you. You pick the place. You're taking her out.
You also said you were taking her to the movies.
Yeah. Movies are a great first date. Way less pressure. Don't have to talk all night.
It's very obvious that Kat is not into this date at all. And then Ali and Matt have a bit of an awkward run-in. It's almost like the first time they've seen each other since they broke up.
Yeah, it's the awkward breakup.
He's like, oh, how's it going? And she's like, same old. And he's like, okay, bye.
Polite smiles, everyone.
Yep.
And it's almost like this is one person walks into a scene that carries them over to the next part of the scene.
Yeah.
They're all in the quadrangles area. And then Bolton sees Stassi and suggests Oz study.
Which – I was on as a student.
I was on as – well, it was youth allowance when I was a student. I also worked
– so the organisation in Australia that kind of looks at payments, whether it be
– our social security basically.
Yeah, is Centrelink. And I did work at Centrelink in various roles for a while. And one of the things was like interviewing people for Austudy.
Yeah.
So there's different types you can get. So if you're living out of home and you have to go to a university that's a long, long way, like as in you can't commute there every day.
That was me.
Yeah, you can get Austudy. Also, we could get kids who were basically emancipated from their parents. They had to go through an extra few steps like seeing a social worker and all that kind of stuff. And Stassi would fit into that. Directly.
Yeah.
And then you get payments that allow you to like live.
Yes.
And study or study. And she, because I've written and I was like, it's actually a really good suggestion.
Yeah, it is.
All of them should be on Oz Study.
Yeah, they should.
And she doesn't want to.
She's really offended by it.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? That's such a good idea.
I want to know, surely, especially Steve and Rivers. They should have been on Oz Study.
Yep. I don't know if Danny would qualify because her mum was quite happy for her to stay at home.
Jodie would have because she was living with her sister, remember, and then couldn't live there anymore.
Yeah. So if they were going to school there's a specific reason that they can't live with parents, you can potentially qualify for it. So it was like he's like, here's this really legitimate thing that you could do. And she's like, how dare you? I don't understand.
Yeah, it was so weird. Anyway, Bolton is really worried and he goes to Dyson's office to get help. Honestly, okay, we're generally not the objectification podcast, but Bolton is also in his most attractive era. So this was just like a really attractive man show for me this episode.
I don't feel that way about Bolton in any way, shape, or form.
He's very nice looking. Anyway.
See, I think Vince is incredibly good looking. It's just that I don't like his character, so that just taints the whole thing for me. Well, Steve was really good looking.
Steve was very attractive.
What's his name in real life?
Corey.
Corey.
Which is very...
He had just such a good smile though.
He did. And also his character. Once his character got out of his very first Danny sort of fuck around boy
era. Yeah, that's right. Era, that's right. He was good. A fuck boy, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then they broke up and then he was good.
And then he died.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Steve.
Sad face. Well, that was really dismissive.
Yeah. So Baldwin goes to see Dyson and he also suggests like Oz study as well. And she's like, yeah, that could work. Oh, and basically she's going to speak to her, I guess.
Yeah. That's nice. We go to
Shark Pool.
Rocco wants to sell the Sorry, Scott.
And the fact that you legitimately just forget is the best. And the fact that you say sorry. Do it every time. Every time. Anyway, we're at the Shark Pool.
Yeah. So Rocco wants to sell the place. And basically Roberto's like, I don't accept that and you can't sell your share. I don't think that's how that works.
I think if you want to sell your share.
You're allowed to sell your share.
Yeah. I also don't know how it works. I also don't know like how much he put in or.
No.
Like, I don't remember this there
was
happening.
I remember he bought it and he was like, it's going to be amazing and Con's going to run it. And then he fucked off. I assume Roberto and Helen put some money in as well.
Well, I think what they're getting at is that, yeah, Rocco put his money into it, but they've had to put so much more into it.
Yes.
He says to Rocco, your portion went to paying the bills.
Yeah.
And I guess effectively since he was the one that bought it and Con was going to run it.
And they're the ones
they've
now.
They've had to take it over.
They've had to take it over and they've had to basically.
Pour
and when it's
their
been,
own money into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, losing money. So they're still trying to cover the payments for it and supplies.
So I think what they're saying is like, yeah, you may have had a share, but since you basically left us to then pay for it, you don't have that anymore.
Yeah, that's true. So then we go back to school where Dyson talks to Stussy. And it's like, you know, I just want to check in and there are lots of options for you, like, you know, Oz study, and she fucking goes off. I don't understand. Like, I know there's a pride thing with people where I don't take charity, but you are taking charity by living free.
And the problem is that you are taking charity from people who need the money.
Yeah.
They need you to pay rent. As much as they're being nice and saying that's okay. They need you to contribute.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it was dumb. I don't like that storyline.
Also, I never got, like, the whole thing about them moving, I'm going way back now to inconsistencies in the story. The whole thing about Mac finding them a warehouse to live in was because they had nowhere else to go. And there was never any mention of rent. It was more like his friend's got a warehouse that you guys can live in. And I was always under the assumption that would have initially been for free.
Well, there's been a few storylines based now around
the money
rent in the warehouse, isn't there?
Mm. There is a point I remember. No, it's fine. I'm good because it's going to be new. It'll be new to you then.
Okay.
We go to English where Ronnie insults Charlie with the use of Keats poetry.
Well, Charlie is also burning holes in the back of Kat's head.
Yeah.
So he sits behind her and he's just staring at the back of her head. And she calls him what, a pale
trembling
harasser?
Yeah, something.
Something. At least she sounds like she's proper teaching.
Yeah. It's not Shakespeare as well, so that's new and exciting for the kids.
Yeah. Once Christina, how long do you reckon timeline wise it's been since Christina left?
Well, hang on. She
6 months?
Maybe 12, maybe up to 12 because she left in term 2.
Okay.
Maybe term 3 and they are, I reckon, term 2 or 3 of year 12.
So a year.
A year, maybe 12 months.
It's like a decade ago.
Just doesn't it?
So while class is going on in there, insulting Charlie, Stassi comes in and is visibly not pleased with Bolton. Class ends and she yells at Bolton.
She yells, why?
It's like, you went and saw Dyson and stay out of my business.
Like, well, stay out of his house.
I was going to say, like, when she says stay out of your business, I'm like, you are living in his house for free.
You wanna play the game?
That fucking sassy about it.
Yeah, exactly.
He also says, like, he goes, you just, like, you know, you seem lonely. And she's like, save your psychoanalysis. And I'm like, I'm not sure if saying someone seems lonely is, like, a full-scale psychoanalysis.
It's really not.
You know, you've been left without your family. You don't have a huge amount of friends because you seem like a bitch. And he's just pointing out that maybe you're lonely.
Yeah. Maybe you need support.
Mm. But she is not a charity case, guys. Flounce.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to go back to my free accommodation.
Where I use your electricity, phone and gas. So, and we have another blast from the past.
We do.
When I say blast from the past, I guess we saw him, what, 4 or 5 episodes ago?
But it was a blast from the past then as well.
Yeah. So
we're back in the Shark Pool. I thought I'd give context. Go.
I was going to say Leo's at the shark pool.
Oh, sorry. I think I'm going to go, Leo's here. I'm like, at school.
Nope. So Leo is at the shark pool and he is there to meet Rocco. Yes. For those who can't see, which would be all of you, Leanne just put her hand up to stop me right there.
So. It was more like a, wait a minute. There's people that, I can't remember who it was, but Matt or someone is like, oh, who is that? And Katarina's like, I don't know, he's cute. He's old enough to be my father, Leo's, Katarina.
Leo is not cute.
He's not cute. And then.
He could definitely be Katarina's father.
Yeah, he's probably my age. He's really what it is. He's my age with a hard life. Now, Katarina, then Rocco arrives and she's so happy to see, she was already in Greece for the 5 episodes Rocco was here. They've never met. He didn't show up until she and Stella left.
Really?
Yes. I even went back to the timeline to see what episode.
Just because I obviously don't remember anything. Yeah. I just assumed that there must have been a crossover somewhere.
How dare the writers continue to throw inconsistency in my face?
Like they do every episode. Single episode. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She left episode like 26, 28. I feel like
that's as big a like gaff as that time they used that footage twice of Danny standing in the ocean.
Yeah, that was good.
Looking out across the water.
Okay, give me a second. All right, episode, I'm on season one. I'm just scrolling through. So she left, her first episode was episode 16 of season one. She left episode 28 of season one because then the next episode is when Sam showed up.
Yeah.
And then she came back and then Rocco came in episode 31. So 3 episodes later and then he was gone. Remember
before
he
she came back.
Yeah. So he left at the episode of this. Maybe. No, it wouldn't have worked. No, I have no. I was going to say, so he left and then remember he left and Jody ran down to the boxing match?
Yeah,
and he left on the plane.
Yeah,
and
no, Kat definitely came back after Nick died.
Yes. She was there in the warehouse. Remember she showed up in the warehouse for Rivers? Yeah. So anyway, how dare they? How dare they not know that I will watch this years later and go, what the hell?
So Leo is obviously there to meet Rocco, but Rocco kind of puts him off, I guess, in front of the kids because he doesn't want them to know that, I don't know. Rocco says something about selling the place.
Yeah, and so Leo basically walks in, mentions a for sale sign, insults Declan, cracks onto Katarina and then goes, well, I've got an appointment to make. See you back here at 8.
Yeah, so he's basically saying that, does he say $1,000 later?
No, he says $1,000 later.
Okay. So, he's there to see him. He goes, oh, I've got an appointment at something or other. And I keep my appointment. So he was obviously meant to meet Rocco there, but Rocco doesn't want to talk about whatever they're going to talk about in front of the kiddywinks.
And if you don't remember, Declan already knows Leo because he was in gambling debt to Leo. And Leo was like,
last time I saw him.
Leo kind of did him a mercy, small mercy, and went, I'll take this little bit of money and say we're square and I'm not.
And you're never gambling with me again, essentially. Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, it was still sleazy, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, then we go after this. Okay, hang on. Speaking of inconsistency, we're in the shark pool at night, I'm assuming, and then we go to frickin' high noon back at school.
Yeah, so for some reason, it was weird because Kat was at the shark pool.
Yeah.
And now she's at school.
Yeah, wait. So does that mean they left? Because we have a button for that. You're a fool. Get to school. Anyway.
For some reason they go to the shark pool. Like Declan's there playing guitar,
mm-hmm.
as in like practicing, I guess.
For his gig,
Matt's there. Katarina's there. And then the next thing we see, Katarina's at school with Charlie. Charlie's hunting her down still and he's like, oh, about our date tomorrow, like where do you want to go, whatever. And she basically turns around and says, I only said I would go out with you because I felt sorry for you because you're in the hospital, but now you're out of the hospital and you're fine, so let's just forget it.
Yeah.
And he's heartbroken.
And then Danny is encouraging Stassi to embellish her resume.
Yeah, because she's like, oh, I'm not going to get anything. And they're like, you could lie.
Then we go back to the shark pool at 8 because time is a shifting construct.
Mm.
And Charlie is angrily playing pool. He's just like the most aggressive, sulky pool playing. And so Kat's sort of smiling and laughing and talking to someone. I don't know who. They don't care. It doesn't matter.
Extra.
Leo shows up looking for money from Rocco's apparently $10,000 loan, which with inflation is $20,000 Australian dollars.
Well, there was a bit before that because Kat, I think, was out the back counting money, and Rocco goes out there and he asks about Declan, and she says, oh, like, he's good, he's been on he's on probation,
he's
or
had
like
a hard time, but he's
been in trouble with the cops before, but he's doing good. He suggests to her that you could be working in a bigger shark pool if we sold this place. And then while this is happening, Declan's on stage and he breaks a string on his guitar.
Yes.
So that's when Leo turns up. Rocco sneaks into the office. So we see Declan in there getting a guitar string out of his guitar case, and then he leaves and you see Rocco's
pile
fancy
of money
shoes
on the desk.
Coming in, and I immediately was like, this fucker's going to set up Declan. I hate storylines like that.
I know, Rich. This is the essay all over again with Stassi.
Yeah. So after we see that, Leo is now harassing Kat.
Yeah.
And basically, I don't know if he's like, do you want to go somewhere kind of thing? And she's like, no, stop. And he's like touching her arm. And Charlie steps in. World's biggest dork.
I feel like you've combined a lot of things that happened.
Well, I write it as I go. So I said, Matt asked Rocco about Leo and lying to his parents. Rocco asks Kat about Declan and suggests Kat could work in a bigger shark pool. Declan breaks a string. Leo turns up. Rocco sneaks into the office, I guess, to get the $1,000.
Okay. I just wrote more detailed notes in all. I think you've done it all in short form. I'm scrolling. That's fine.
Okay. I just ran through it.
Yeah, you did. when he's playing guitar, I just and it also turned out that Matt's like, hey, you should, Rocco, stay away from Leo. And then he says something along the lines of, do your parents know you're in Australia longer than
you've said?
Mm. Which is weird. And then, by the way, that song that Declan was singing, Rosemary, you're going to hear a lot.
I've already heard it.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's already played it.
Oh, there you go. Wait.
That was the song that he was busking with in the last Leo episode.
It was too. So we'll hear it all the time.
Yep. He sings it well.
It's not a bad song. It's his signature song.
It's his only song.
It's his only song.
Besides,
anyway.
He's like the one that he did for the recycling thing.
Yeah, that's true. his Talking Head song. Also, I can't believe you didn't mention that Leo had hired goons.
Oh, yeah, he bought
hired goons.
He bought two, like, big dudes with him.
Yeah. So Charlie comes to the rescue on Cat, at Cat.
With Cat.
For Cat.
On Cat's behalf? Is that what
you- Yeah, sure. And then at the end of the night, Roberto is counting the cash up, and surprise, freaking surprise, we're $1,000 short.
Yeah. So Declan comes in and he's like, oh, can I grab my pay for the last few gigs? And he's like, yep, here you go. Do you want to play on Saturday?
It looked like it was $50. That was it.
Yeah. And then Matt's in there as well, and Roberto like hits the little like tally machine. And he's like, oh, I must have hit the wrong decimal. And then he's like, no, it says we're $1,000 short. And I wrote, Rocco, you fuck.
Because basically, Rocco has been told he needs to give $1,000 as a security to, because he needs more time to. I don't understand.
Do you know what my favorite thing is?
That I don't finish a sentence.
That's one of my favorite things. You just reminded me. There's a thing going around on TikTok at the moment where there's two podcasters, and this guy is like, "The thing about avocados," and the other guy just goes, "Speaking of silicon," and he goes, oh, "Your turn." No, you speak. I feel like
sorry.
I interrupt Leanne a lot. I am aware right. that I do.
I also do it. It's fine. Stop me. I interrupt myself.
I can't remember what I was going to say.
I don't know. You interrupted yourself. And I'll do it again and you can interrupt me, okay? So basically Leo has to – Rocco has to give Leo $1,000.
Okay. It's the fact that $10,000
yes.
seems like a big – amount of money.
Yeah.
In 2023, like $10,000 is like,
I mean, we all want $10,000. When we say this, we're
I'd
not saying.
I'd be quite happy to say, but that's almost what my fucking grocery bill is at this point.
Well, it's $20,000. With inflation, it'd be $20,000. It was 19 something.
Yeah, so it's
something.
Like we've doubled it at
yeah,
this point.
Yeah, effectively doubled it since 1996. Yeah, so he has to give $1,000 by tomorrow, effectively.
Yeah.
I don't understand. This is why I'll never be someone who can like be like entrepreneur or something. Like I like having a regular, the stress I would have from trying to have to find money. He always seems to be scraping money together and trying to find money.
He doesn't have a job.
No, it stresses me out.
Yeah.
Like I could never freelance.
If I didn't have a job and someone was like, get me $1,000, I'd be like, I would just sell a kidney. Like yeah. What the fuck else am I meant to do? I don't know how to do that.
And this is, sorry, I'm not critical because there's people like there
I'm
are.
I'm impressed that people that yeah, can do that.
People who work freelance, like the actors on this show and writers and stuff. Designers, I can't figure out how you do it because look, I get paid fortnightly and that freaking works because yeah it's
need it.
Too much. Yeah, I need it to
In
live.
In fact, the way I work is like we get paid and I like live like a king for the first week.
Jane's a bit different to me.
Yeah. You're really good with money. I'm horrific.
I'm a spreadsheet person.
I like to blame it on ADD.
Ooh, something shiny.
Yeah. So, like, the first week I'm like, yip, yip. And then the second week I'm like,
2 minute noodles.
I will live, like, what I'm currently doing now, which is I'm living on the same batch of spaghetti bolognese until payday, which is Wednesday. No. I only made it last night.
And this is the thing. I was like, because we've been eating out whenever we record. And I was like, I know Jane's got like 3,000 cat
bills
coming up. So I will provide food. I'll do like a little thing. And she still brought food. And I was like, no.
Turning up without food.
I know.
They weren't expensive. I just want to point out, it's not like I turned up with like a full like.
She did. She did 3 weeks shopping and brought it over to my house. No.
I bought three pastries, you guys. And three, that's still cheaper than if we'd gone out, pastries. Honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, like I don't have any concept of money, which is why I was just saying I got my tax done the other day and I would be physically incapable. I would end up owing the tax more than I'd probably made in the year because I just can't figure it out. I love my tax agent because she's very patient with me. And she knows tax. That I'm a fucking douche when it comes to money.
Are you ready for the lamest story ever?
Yes.
Like it's going to be about Leanne's life.
I'm just sitting back in my chair to listen.
So we, the editor and I, haven't had a credit card in years because we don't trust it because we, like when we were younger, we also were something shiny types.
I have three.
We have one now because we wanted the points for travel, which we've used. Both of us are so desperately concerned that we would spend the limit every week on a Wednesday because I make, you know me, I'm a batch cooker, you know, my freeze. I send you home with freezer meals sometimes. Yes. We defrost one of my excellent curries and we go through the spreadsheet of the last week and figure out who needs to pay what because we've got like bills money, expenses money, fun money, and where that
Part
also
of me
come
really
from.
Wishes I was at. I have a spreadsheet when it comes to things that I enjoy, like for example, me going overseas.
Oh, we've got holiday spreadsheets too.
I like all that. As soon as it comes to like me budgeting, no thanks, I'm not interested. Oh, but the other thing is because you're in terms of that, like when you're talking about like the batch cooking and you eat the same things on the same night.
Like a nerd,
week,
yeah.
When I say that like I will eat spaghetti bolognese for 4 days in a row, that's fine with me. Yeah. I'm quite happy to have the same meal 4 days in a row.
I hate that. Because
I think like what's cheap, something that I like and something that is going to stay in the fridge well, I'll just be like, oh, I'll just make spaghetti.
This would be a great time to go. We need
pretty
a
much
Patreon.
Every night when I drive home, I'm deciding what I want to have for dinner and if I need to stop at the supermarket and get it. Anything.
That's so stressful.
But sometimes I'm like, and also because I live by myself, sometimes we're like, fuck it, I'm having toast.
Oh, sometimes we do that. We're like, do you want to cook? No, I don't want to cook.
And then
either.
Sometimes I'm like, fuck it, I'm buying a $20 roast pork that I can't finish by myself, but that's what I want.
Oh, occasionally we'll just be like, you know what we're going to have for dinner? Oven pizza. Yes, the food of kings.
How else do you do it?
Anyway, exactly.
How else do you do a pizza?
Oven pizza is your own rather than ordering a pizza.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, you make your own. See, I've got pizza dough resting right now.
It has been growing since I've been
here. It has.
Is that going to be all one pizza?
No, one is pizza and one is a loaf of bread.
Is the big one a loaf of bread?
Yeah.
Okay.
Judging my dough.
No, it's just like that's going to be a big fucking pizza.
No. Okay. Anyway, sorry, guys.
Anyway, so they're sitting around at the Bordinos around the table and they're discussing the
Rocco.
Fact that, this is where I wrote Rocco, you fuck.
Fuck off. Yeah.
So they're talking about the fact that $1,000 has gone missing and Rocco's like, well, that Declan Kidd was in the office, and doesn't he have priors?
When did you see him there, Rocco? Oh, I had to make a phone call. No, you fucking didn't, Rocco.
Yeah, so Matt immediately stands up for Declan.
He does. He's like personally vouches for him.
And because Roberto's like, well, he's done it before, because unfortunately he has done it before.
With his gambling.
But, and Matt's like, he paid you back every cent. He would not do that now. And Kat also says that she doesn't think it would be Declan. So kind of, I think it can't be in the, it's not the next day, is it?
No, it's the middle of the night.
Yeah, because they must have got home from the shark pool at night and they're sitting around talking about the thing, because then Kat's in bed.
Yes.
And she's not asleep, and then Matt comes in and basically says,
he's figured out the whole plot. Good for him.
Yeah, and he's like, I think Rocco stole it. And she's like, no, he wouldn't do that. But she just kind of goes, I can't remember the whole thing, but he's like, brings her around and she's like, you know, he's like, he's going to drop Declan in it.
Yes. I don't think it's quite – look, ever since Matt became electrocuted, he's slightly gotten better and better. I wonder if the electrocution has given him a new personality.
Does him wonders to get electrocuted?
Teacher tip. We haven't done a teacher tip in a while.
Maybe that's how I'll get good at money.
If you electrocute don't like myself. Someone, just electrocute them a little bit. See if it changes them. Anyway.
Is that electroshock therapy?
Oh, yeah, that's bad. Let's take that back. The next morning, Rocco thinks we should sell the shark pool.
How weird.
Isn't that crazy?
And Roberto's like, he said it to Roberto, but Matt and Kat are in the background just like giving each other a knowing look.
Mm.
So Kat, they get to school and Kat goes up to Charlie, who's surrounded by a bunch of girls.
Yeah. After he was all like, get your hands off her at Leo.
Yeah. Did they see that?
I don't know. Maybe he's just got a fan club now.
Yeah. So there's some girls around him and Kat walks up and they leave. And she's like, oh, thanks for standing up for me. And then he starts playing basketball.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, no, he's very cool about it. He's like, cool, see ya.
He's wearing a slightly cooler shirt too.
Mm.
Is this going to be a gradual glow up? Because I really want a – is there a Cinderella moment? Please tell me.
I think there's a fairly Cinderella moment. I don't think there's a like
– But when he like literally montage. He like bounces the basketball and passes it. And you can see Kat's face is like, wow. He can play sports.
Well, I think it was also like he didn't like –
fawn all over me?
Yeah. So now I'm interested.
Hmm.
Anyway, Ali's at the beach.
Because it's the only place she can find peace.
Tom's at the beach.
Because he's a douche. No, so he's there to surf. But then Ali's like, the waves, sometimes they're like angry and sometimes they're calm. And I was like, you two shut the fuck up.
I just want to, I'm not a writer, but my job is to analyze writing. And that was terrible. If that's supposed to show she's – sorry, the writers themselves who are writing show, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the whole idea of look how deep it is. Ali, that wasn't very good.
Yeah, like deep and poetic. Sometimes the waves are choppy and sometimes they're not. Yep, depends if it's windy or not.
And then Tom's like, I've been sitting up there for a while trying to decide if I should come down here and take a risk. And then she's like, yeah, sometimes it can be cold. And then he goes – and then in the least subtle exposition ever, he's like, do you want to take a risk and come into the water with me? Fuck your fucking faces off. No, change that. Oh, that's not – I was too angry. I was too angry to
– your fucking faces off. Please make this the sound before.
That –
fuck your fucking faces off.
I think I was trying to say fuck off, fuck faces, and I just completely.
Fuck your fucking faces off.
I'll try again. Fuck off, you fucking fuck faces. That's where I was going. Woo. They suck. Basically, is where I'm going with this.
Yeah, the whole thing is like, I'm staying up there where it's all warm and cozy.
Safe.
Or if I'm going to get in the water where I have sex with a student.
You literally watched me take a sip of water while you did that. That was... I snorted it.
I did. Because I was going to say it. And I was just like, this is the most opportune thing.
It's a typical conundrum. Okay. So, yeah.
This is your fault.
It's
not my fault. Where am I?
What is this place?
Okay.
So, we go back to school? What? Fuck your fucking. Fuck you. Fuck your fucking faces off.
Cheeks it.
Back at school.
Yeah, so we're back at school and Matt comes running up to Declan.
Just in time.
And he's like, yo, I'm, you know, essentially along the lines of.
You've been accused.
You've been accused. There's money taken. He's not accusing him. And then Danny's like there and she's like, what's happening? And then Dyson comes and says, Declan, can you come to my office?
Yeah.
Oh, there's an announcement. And there's two copperinos.
Hello, copper.
Hello, governor. Two cops in Dyson's office.
Who take him away to the police station?
In front of everyone. Like, was he handcuffed?
I don't know. But he was like, I didn't do it. I'm like, I know you didn't do it, Declan.
All of us know you didn't do it. Yeah, so he gets taken away. This is where I really thought, holy shit, Rocco's short.
This is where I thought, is Matt, kind of hot?
So Matt goes to the shark pool to confront Rocco. And
slams you into a vending machine.
Yeah, so they've grabbed each other by the collars essentially, and this is where I was like, holy shit, he has a huge amount of height over.
He
the
really
top
does, yeah. So he's basically like, if you don't tell your parents about the theft and the owing of Leo,
Rocco,
I'll do it.
Rocco admits it.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I had to do it or they were gonna mess this place up. And he's like, well, if you don't tell them, I will.
And then Rocco's like, you can't. And he goes, I guess I will then. it was awesome.
So then we're at the Bordinos and it turns out Roberto has been like looking at getting valuations for the place and tells.
Now Helen's been mad about a few things this episode.
Well, he says to Helen that he wants her opinion on it. And she's like, well, it sounds like you've already made up your mind to sell it. And she says you always give in because the ongoing thing is that Rocco is the oldest and the favorite.
Yes.
And can do no wrong.
Mm.
And so.
Which, remember, he used to treat Con so badly.
Yeah. Yeah. So he used to treat Con literally like the second class citizen of the family. So Matt basically marches Rocco into the house. And before I can say anything, Roberto's like, we're going to sell it. And instead of confessing, Rocco's like, that's a really good idea, Pops. And then Matt.
The first time that it's a justifiable flounce.
Yeah, he goes, you know, you might change your mind when you hear what Rocco's got to say, and Rocco doesn't confess.
Mm.
So Matt storms off.
And then Roberto follows him.
You can tell, like, Helen's looking at Rocco like, you little fucker, you've done something.
Yeah.
She doesn't fall for that shit like Roberto does.
No.
So Roberto follows Matt, who is packing his bag, and he's like, I'm leaving, tells him, and he said, Rocco stole the money.
Roberto goes fucking ape shit.
Roberto's like, I won't hear lies about
members of the family in this house.
Yeah.
You can leave. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're having full Barney. And then
Helen is like,
Yeah. Helen comes in and then Rocco's standing in the door and he's like, oh, he doesn't know what he's.
He freaking lies. He blatantly lies.
Yeah. So not only is he taken down Declan for it, he's also quite happy for Matt to be homeless.
Yeah.
And then he goes, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But then Katarina comes in and she's like, actually, he does. Why they believe Katarina and not Matt, I am unsure.
I don't know. I think maybe it's just because it's two people saying it now. And then also Rocco kind of goes into defeated mode immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he basically just goes, sorry, and walks off.
Yeah.
So, Roberto- then she just says sorry and leaves.
Yeah. I don't know where he's getting the other $9,000 from, but anyway, so Roberto calls the police and covers for Rocco. Oh, it was misplaced.
Yeah, it's been found in full. You can let the poor kid go that didn't do anything that my son got locked up.
Yeah, you know that guy? Anyway, and then Rocco comes back and he's like, oh, you know, it's really hard being the oldest. Okay, you know what? I'm the oldest. I have two younger sisters.
I was going to say, yeah. you're the oldest.
I have two younger sisters. I have two stepbrothers. And sometimes, yes, it is a lot of pressure, but I manage not to steal things. I manage not to make dodgy deals. And I manage not to frame people. Yeah. So I'm doing.
I feel like that's, that's like, it's harder to do that than it is to not do that.
Yeah, it is. It's way more effort.
Yeah, so he's still got excuses, but like he's leaving because he goes, oh, he's going to go stay with a friend for a few days before he goes back.
And look, that is the last we see of Rocco. He's still very good looking. He's just a dick. So that's the last we ever see of Rocco.
Ah.
Hmm.
So Ali and Danny have gotten a response from one of the modeling agencies. We're now back at the warehouse and they are scared to tell Stassi because she was so pissed off at Bolton.
Yeah.
But apparently she's fine with this.
Yeah.
So she opens the letter and she's got an interview for a modeling agency. Is this an ongoing thing?
Yeah, okay. It comes up again. Then Matt and Declan head to the shark bowl?
The shark bowl. It's not a pool anymore.
It's not a pool anymore. It's a shark bowl. It's smaller. Where Roberto is dramatically waiting in the shadows for them to show up, and he apologizes and asks Matt to move back in.
The thing about this scene, right, is that he walks in, so it's him and Matt. I don't think Declan's in the room for that bit, is he?
Declan was going to get his guitar or something. Yeah, so I don't know, something.
Like he's been moved out of the scene.
Yes.
And Roberto starts apologizing to Matt, but then turns his back to him. And I was like, I assume that this is so that he could hold, because sometimes they use like a menthol thing to make them cry.
Yes.
So I'm assuming that he's like turned his back so that he can hold this menthol thing up, because when he turns back around, he's got tears running down his face. He's not crying.
He's not crying. But it could also be one of those ones where it's like he's so manly he has to turn away to cry and show emotion.
Yeah, I feel like it was a combo of making it look like this is a really hard moment, but it's also a good moment that you can hold this thing up and the camera's not going to see it.
Do you know what makes me laugh? There is – okay, I love Gilmore Girls, and I've watched it for years, so I watched it recently. And the one that plays Rory, who is the daughter
– yes.
Every scene where she's crying, there is not a drop of water on her face.
Ah,
yeah.
She just makes sad face.
I'm so sad.
Did you say it?
Yeah.
I'm crying right now. But it was cute because he says to Matt that he's like a son to him.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, you've been a better dad to me than my old man ever has. And they hug.
Best friends.
I did like the hug.
I like that they get along really well.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, and that was the end.
That's it. That's all we see of Rocco. So he's out. And
does Con still – Con comes back like one
more
time,
we will see
he?
Con one more time.
Can't imagine it. I guess he's going to get sprung on me as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't see
Con. He does say, because like when you were saying before that he mentions him, because they're like, how's Con doing? And he's like, he loves Santa Monica, and now he's got –
sounds more like an American than
– the Americans?
Yeah. And he's like, that's our Con. Exactly how he sounds. Yeah, no, you won't see Con coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking now to see when he comes in.
Ninja Con.
Yeah, you won't see him coming or leave.
Turns out he hasn't been in America.
He's been there the whole time.
Letting out a beating.
Hanging out with Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
She should be back now. Surely it's been 6 months.
Who knows?
I mean, she's in a
could
private
school. Could
be
24 hours, could be a year from now. Who knows?
Who's your student of the week?
Matt?
Yeah, I'm giving it to Matt. Two in a row for me. Matt is on a roll.
I mean, there was no one that did anything really that
only
I would...
Rocco.
Yeah, like, and he's not one of the students.
Mm.
So.
Do you have anyone on suspension?
No.
I did it last week. I have a side eye, which it's not a punishment, but I'm including it. For Stassi, for refusing Oz study and being really harsh on one of the people who is letting her live. In fact, if Bolton hadn't agreed to it in the first place, the other two may not have, because he immediately was like, you need to come live with us.
Atomic side eye.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Atomic side, indeed.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, because it's not really school related and she's not really done anything bad, but she's not thinking about the fact that the people that she is currently living with for free desperately need money.
Rude. Who is your – I've gone out of order.
Staff member?
Who's your staff member of the week? Dyson for helping Stassi? I don't remember seeing Ronnie.
Tried, but this wasn't a staff
– heavy episode? No. Yeah. Always Tom
for having a coffee date.
And for having cringe-ass lines, inviting kids into the water with him.
To be risky and jump in the water with him.
Yeah.
And obviously if it wasn't teacher-based, Rocco.
Yes.
Almost followed by Roberto for a second there.
Yeah.
But I guess Roberto always ends up redeeming himself.
And then Helen for being like, Matt's not good enough for our family business.
Yeah.
The adults in general sucked this episode.
Yep.
And Leo. Maybe we need a separate section. We're not – it's not – because they're not staff, we just have a separate like
adults versus kids
call to the police about whatever illegal thing.
Yeah,
one of the men has a man.
Is he Leo again?
Yeah,
that's so funny that he just keeps popping up. He's just like the resident bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. What are your predictions? I know your big one, but do you have anything else?
Well, that one's a given. So obviously now that all the other thing is because last time it was Matt and Ali broke up, and now the new piece of information is that Tom and Vicky are on a break, mm-hmm. whatever that means, and if she even knows about it.
I didn't even consider that.
So, yeah, Stassi wasn't really around this episode in terms of like creeping on Matt.
No, that's been nice.
I don't have a lot of predictions from this episode. Maybe Matt will start in the construction stuff. I haven't got any like juicy stuff that I can. No relationship.
You're still
stuff.
Waiting for Charlie's glow up.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you something now for when you watch the next episode.
Okay.
The next episode you watch, the main guest cast female character is Southgate's in real life wife.
You did tell me that was coming up.
But yep, it is this next episode. Her character's name will be Lara, and that is Southgate's wife. And good on Southgate. She's very pretty.
His real life wife.
Yes. So really good on Tony Martin. No, we only see her for one episode is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Just enough time to have an inappropriate student relationship and leave.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes in this fucking show.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
That's all I'm giving you. You can find us at Snack Break High on Instagram.
Yep.
You can also email us at snackbreakhigh@gmail.com.
Yep.
That is all.
Either or.
Have an excellent week. Fortnite.
Bye.